Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4 and 13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith, talking about as the patriarchs, talking about as the men and women of faith you read about in the Old Testament. We have the what? Same spirit of faith according as it is written. This is a quote from Scripture. I believed. What else? Therefore have I spoken. That's a quote from Scripture. Then he said, he applies it personally. We also believe. And therefore we speak. If you believe, you'll speak. No speaky, no believing. Somebody needed to laugh. Is it true or not? I mean, we've got the same spirit of faith as Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Same spirit of faith as David, Elisha, Elijah, Isaiah. Is that right? There's not a different spirit of God, and there's not a different faith in God. There's not a different God. Amen. One God. Yes. Same spirit, yes. Same faith. Yes. We're functioning in a measure of the same faith they operated in.
That's right.
And they got it from Him. Yes. It's a measure of the same faith He operates in. And with His faith, He creates galaxies. Wow. How did He do it? Genesis, it's all right there. He said. Didn't He say? And if you look at it in the literal instead of other translations, basically it keeps saying, He said, this be. Light be. This is what works.
Yes.
And this is what Jesus did as He walked the earth, showing us how to do it as a man.
Yes.
What are you saying? Brother Hagin, my father in the faith, well known for teaching and preaching on Mark 11, 23 and 24. He said this many times. He said, what you say is your faith speaking.
Right.
He usually said it in connection with Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood. He said, what you say is your faith speaking. Now I'm quoting him verbatim. Now he said, I've preached it for 50 years. That was in the early 80s, not his 80s, 1980s. I've preached it for 50 years and I'm going to keep on saying it. And if the Lord tarries and I'm still here 50 years from now, I'll still be preaching it.
Yeah.
If you're not satisfied with what you have, then quit saying what you're saying. If you're not satisfied with what you have, then quit saying what you're saying. He said, you blame it on other people, but you've created it yourself. Notice the phraseology of the world that's popular, that's supposed to be cool. Everything that's really neat is not neat, it's sick. That's sick. Why ain't it healthy? Oh, that's bad. That's bad. Why ain't it good? That's good. Dope. scared me to death. Why didn't it scare you to life? Laugh till I thought I'd die. Why isn't it laugh till I thought I'd rejoice? Thought I'd get raptured. You're never going to hear that because the God of this world is not pushing that. He does not want that in your mouth. Now, you hear people say, oh, don't bug me about, you know, you know what I meant, you know. No, the enemy is legalistic.
Yes, he is.
He's looking for access to you and to your life. And he knows the quickest and most effective way to get access to you to steal, kill, and destroy is to put stuff in your mouth.
Amen.
Bring it to your mind, bring it to your ears, and get you to say it.
Yes.
You'll be tempted. I don't care how long you walk with the Lord. You'll be tempted to say bad stuff about yourself.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just getting old, you know, getting a little slow. Ain't funny. How slow do you want to get? When's the last time you heard somebody say, I'm getting older, getting quicker, getting sharper? That just sounds foreign. But you have what you say. You have what you say. I guess I'll be the first one laid off. Ain't that how it goes? Get something paid off and it breaks. If you say so. And then people act like they're a prophet when it came to pass. See, I told you. Yeah, dummy, because you decreed it. Because people don't believe this. They don't believe Proverbs that says you'll eat good by the fruit of your mouth and that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Many scriptures like this all through the Bible. But the enemy has convinced most people, including church-going people, that it don't matter what you say. And there's not a short distance from that to it don't matter what you pray. It don't matter what you do. You know, God's in control anyway, and you just never know what God's going to do. Well, if you said that about me, that wouldn't be a compliment. Your brother Keith say he was going to come? Yeah, he did, but you just never know what brother Keith's going to do. You're saying my word's no good. Right? I told you I'm coming, but don't count on it, because you just never know. That's a bad thing to say about a God who's never lied and never let you down and never failed you. Yeah, we know what he's going to do. He's going to do what he said he would do. Every time. And I want you to notice what he said he would do. You go to Hebrews 3. And on the screen, please put up Isaiah 57:19. That scripture said, we just got through looking at, we got the same spirit of faith. Another translation said, I spoke because I had faith. We have that same kind of faith, so we speak. One translation says, I believed it, so I said it. I believed it, so I said it. I spoke because I believed. If it's strong enough in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you don't believe it enough to say it, you don't believe it enough. But when it gets strong enough in you, you'll say it sometimes without thinking.
That's true.
When it gets strong enough in you, hallelujah. I know Phyllis and I were just months into learning about faith and walking with God. This would have been back in the 70s. Young and young in the Lord. Just knew a handful of verses. Just learned them. And my uncle on my mom's side of the family had been diagnosed with cancer of the lungs. And he got worse and worse till he couldn't work and he's almost bedfast and just dwindled down to nothing. And the doctor said it was terminal. And we had just learned some things about faith. And so we wanted to get some of these, they didn't have CDs back then, tapes to it. And so cassettes and books, that kind of thing. So we, they were a little bit distance from us and we drove down and talked to him some. And I believe it was a second time that we went. And man, he's virtually bedfast, just down to nothing, skin and bones. And we're talking to him about believing God, about having faith. And so after talking to him, we went back into the kitchen with some of the other family. And we looked up in a minute, and he was standing in the doorway, holding on to the door facing. He said in a weak voice, he said, I'm going to live. I'm going to live. Well, some of the family almost made him upset. They thought, you know, he's so far gone, may not know what he's saying and doing. And they thanked us for trying to console him, but we weren't trying to console him. I believed, therefore I spoke. We got word back in a few days, he was doing better. Then he was doing better. Then he could eat. Then he got up. Then he went back to work. Hallelujah. And lived for some time after that. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah, he came in that doorway and hung there weak. He said, I'm going to live. Some folks wanted to cry. I wanted to shout.
Yeah.
And he did.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say, I believe.
I believe.
So I said it.
So I said it.
Why did he say that? Why did he come in there? Say that because something had taken root and hold in his spirit. Oh, hallelujah. And it moved him enough. He wanted to get up in his weakened condition and come in there and hang on to the door facing him and say, I just want y'all to know, I will live. I'm going to live. And he did. Came completely out. From death's door, completely out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.